As we have quite often, we are excited to welcome onto the show Jan Vermeulen, who's the editor at broadband.co.za. And as you might be aware, South Africa used to have extremely cheap electricity. These days, we are always grateful when we have any electricity, but of course, it's highly expensive. And the former Eskom CEO has suggested, of all things, that we should look to Australia as a way of pulling down the price. And the man who's written up on this is Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband. Jan, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, to give credit to Eskom and the electricity minister, things have been stable the last while. I saw an interesting article today claiming that it's actually led to a decrease in the number of violent crime incidents, actually, in the last while, which I thought was very interesting. But it is still expensive. So what is causing the cost of our electricity to begin with, and what are some of the potential solutions that we should look to Australia for?
Yeah, so Andre de Ruyter, the former CEO of Eskom, one must also understand the bias creeping in here. He is heavily biased towards renewable and green sources of energy now. He has consulted in that industry and all that stuff. So one must take that into account when one critically analyzes what he presents, but what he does make a compelling, or what he does make a case for, at least, is that Australia has shifted away from fossil fuel-based energy generation, and has managed to keep electricity prices far more affordable for people in Australia than Eskom has been able to keep prices for people in South Africa. Now, the reasons for that are manifold, right? So yes, as you correctly pointed out, load shedding is currently suspended, but that's not only because Eskom has managed to keep its power stations online. While Eskom has improved its EAF substantially since the dark days, the really dark days of load shedding, by the way, under de Ruyter himself, let's not forget that the South Africa's darkest days were under Andre de Ruyter. But the fact is that Eskom's performance is not nearly where it needs to be or where it was. And part of the reason, a large part of the reason we currently do not have load shedding, is because energy demand is down. And energy demand is down because our economy is in the doldrums. So our manufacturing sector has not really started back up to the same extent it was. A lot of people, including business, so residences and big business, have moved over to solar with battery backup. And that has significantly reduced the demand for Eskom's electricity, so much so that combination of solar and battery is probably preventing several stages of load shedding. So it's that combination of factors. A little bit of Eskom's generation recovery. Let's not discount the fact that Eskom has done good work, but also a lot from the people of South Africa themselves, who have stepped up and rolled out their own energy generation capacity. And also some of that is because of the support of President Ramaphosa. Once again, let's give credit where it's due. President Ramaphosa and members of his administration, certain members of his administration, were the ones to come forward and say, we are going to allow people to build, we're going to scrap the requirement for larger solar installations to need to be approved before they can be built. They need to be registered, but they don't need to be approved first. And that created an explosion of self-generating solar builds in South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jan, given all of that, is there actually anything we can learn from the Australians, or is it just a bit of a chamois in South Africa and we're just going to have to find our own way?
So the long and the short of what Andre de Reiter said we should learn from the Australians essentially is switch to solar and wind. So there's some lessons to be learned there. But I also think the solutions in South Africa, there's levels of complexity here that also need to be explored. Yes, we can switch to solar and wind and potentially put Eskom out of business. Or Eskom could be the one to switch to solar and wind, but that won't help much if Eskom still employs the same number of people that it does. So there needs to be a real grappling with government who is using Eskom as an employment agency for technically skilled people, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad thing, but that's being carried by the South African taxpayer. And that's part of the reason that our electricity prices are so high is Eskom is very overstaffed compared to utilities around the world. And so the issues we have to grapple with here in South Africa, while one can say simplistically, let's essentially build alternatives to Eskom, that comes with repercussions. That is the long and the short of Andre de Reiter's advice, if not Eskom itself switching and moving quickly away from coal as its main source of energy, the switch needs to happen to renewable sources like solar and wind.
Well, there you go, Jan van Meulen from MyBroadband. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us an insight into the electricity situation in South Africa.